They voted on the Protecting Our Kids Act, which Nancy said they were going to divide it into like 7 different ones and vote on them individually. The Raise the Age Act, which is probably the one that's going to go through. Prevent Gun Trafficking Act, which I thought gun trafficking was illegal. It is illegal for you to bring guns or to buy guns in another state with the intent of selling them in another state. And I'll get to that in a minute. The Untraceable Firearms Act, which guess what? Guns have always been, you know, even before America was America, guns were untraceable. Ethan's Law, no idea. The Safe Guns, Safe Kids Act. I don't know what that is, but that one, like, I don't know what that is, but it might have a chance. The Kimberly Vaughn Family Storage Act, Closing the Bump Stock Loophole Act, and Keeping America Safe Act. Don't know what a lot of those are because there's a lot of blah, blah, blahs here and there and everywhere. But they passed pretty much all of them. They passed pretty much all of them in the at late night. And now we are seeing the Senate is supposedly supposed to vote on these. And you've got rumblings of Cornyn getting Cornyn is getting pressure. John Cornyn here in Texas because 250 Texas quote unquote donors put an op-ed in the Dallas Morning News saying they support. It's funny. All these GOP donors finally came out and said, now we want John Cornyn to support gun control. Yeah, I don't actually believe that. And then you have Manchin, who's once again doing his Manchin-y thing, saying, oh, yeah, gun control's great. Oh, no, gun control's bad. Oh, yeah, gun control's great. Whatever. He says he's in favor of any of this. Let him get a few thousand calls from people in Virginia, West Virginia. He's going to change his tune real quick. Just understand, everything Manchin is saying because he loves the attention. That's all. I don't really believe that for a second. Same with Sinema. But I agree with Mike in the first place. I hate the fact that we're having this discussion. I said it yesterday. Article 1, section, and you may get sick of me saying it. Article 1, section 23 of the Texas Constitution. Boom. It says I could literally have whatever the blankin' blankety blank I want. And the only thing that the Texas legislature can do is restrict the carrying of in public. Well, that's okay, because my Gatling gun won't be carrying that in public. I'm going to mount it to the top of my house. I'm going to get the widow's nest or widow's peak. It's not a widow's peak. In the Northeast, that widow's lookout. I think it's a widow's lookout. One of you guys will know this. I should know it because I'm from the Northeast, but I didn't find this out until a couple years ago. Like, if you ever see on the top of a house what looks like a deck, it's apparently called a widow's perch or a widow's deck because, you know, the wives of sailors would look out at the ocean to see when their husbands came home. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The point of the story is I'm building one of those on the top of my house and I'm mounting a Gatling gun on it. That's what I want to do. Oh, Black Lives Matter mob coming to your town. Okay. Say when. Say when. But we have to deal with this nonsense because you idiots can't let go of a flag. Not you guys, obviously, listening. But most of your MAGA-wearing American hat idiots can't let go of the U.S. flag. So now we have to deal with gun control at a national level. And we have to, and it's, Schaefer says, widow's walk. Because I'm at, it's something, it's widow's something. I know that much. It's not a widow's peak because that's a hairline, right? That's a widow. That's a hairline. I don't think that's an outlook. But, and the fact that we have to deal with this at a national level means that we have to listen to idiots like idiot and known CIA plant Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez spit stupid nonsense on the House floor. And this is by Brandon Morse. It's a widow's walk? Oh, okay. Congratulations, Schaefer. You're right. It is called a widow's walk. Oh, nice. Impressive.
Hold
good job.
Hold it. You can't be right twice in one day.
Well, that's it. He's done. That's it. I didn't know it was a widow's walk. I thought it was a widow's nest, which would kind of sound dumb, too. I think widow's walk makes more sense. But anyway, if you ever go to New England and you see those, I think it's mostly a New England thing. If there's ever like a deck that just kind of seems like it's out of place in a house, it's called a widow's walk because the widows would look, potential widows would look out at the sea for their husbands to come home. Okay, so it's called, now we're getting double confirmation from Glenn Willie in South Carolina. It is a widow's walk. All right, well, great, awesome. Now we actually, this show was actually productive because we actually found something out today. But let me shut up and play the, I don't know if I gave Justin the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez clip. If not, I'll send it to him right now. But throughout yesterday, we heard a bunch of different, it's going to you now, Justin. We heard a bunch of awful, stupid nonsense from Democrats, but I repeat myself. But the believing in this iron pipeline, you're going to hear this over and over again. It's called an iron pipeline. And our favorite little AOC is going to explain to us what's going on there. Let's take a listen.
Let's talk facts here. There was a lot of discussion about New York City. There is no discussion about gun violence in New York City without discussing the iron pipeline that is Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and honorary mention to Ohio, where 70% of likely illegal trafficked guns found in New York City come from. There's no discussion about gun violence in Chicago without talking about Indiana. Because the violence and the mothers that we have to comfort are losing children due to the guns and the carnage and the lawlessness unleashed by those states. I move on. Every week in recent memory, we have had at least one mass shooting. Ms. Pringle, you are the president of the National Education Association. You represent teachers. And between 2009 and 2018, how many school shootings did the United States have?
Don't care. Move on. Shut her up. Get her off. Get rid of her. 200. Do you notice how she said illegal trafficked weapons? The iron pipeline from the South. So the only reason there's violence in New York is because of the South. Just, it's all... It's,
See, we never surrendered at the end of the Civil War. We continued to fight.
That's right. It's the new Underground Railroad. Now we're just smuggling black guns to the North, instead. But let's address Indiana. Let's address Indiana. Because that's the one they use. You can't talk about gun violence in Chicago without talking about Indiana. Well... Somebody politely put up from the Indiana.gov website, I am a resident of another state. Can I purchase a handgun in Indiana? No, you cannot. You can have a handgun shipped from an Indiana FFL dealer to another FFL dealer in your home state in accordance with federal law. So this idea that gangbangers are driving to whatever, and I get there's, you know, Gary, Indiana and stuff like that is not very close. It's not very far from Chicago. So they just all drive to Gary, Indiana, because there's one stop, because Gary, Indiana is poor except for the one gun shop where they're all buying these handguns and then driving them back across the border. That's gun trafficking. That's illegal. That. You can't, like, I can't go to Oklahoma and buy a handgun and drive back. I can't do that. Nobody from Louisiana or Arizona can come to, I had to do this. You can't buy a handgun if you're not in the state you live. And she even said illegal in this. So if it's against the law, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, what is another law going to do it? So I'm going to read a little bit.
Double, triple, quadruple illegal.
Yeah, it's super illegal now. It's illegal squared. it's illegal to the second power.
Now it's a strongly worded tweet.
Which we all know in the age of social media is a fate worse than death. So Brandon Morris writes, do you have a sweet, innocent gun? Well, don't take it across a magical barrier that somehow perfectly mimics the state lines between Indiana and Illinois, because according to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Alexander Ocasio-Cortez, the moment your gun, that moment you cross into Illinois, it will become wicked and murderous like something that was fed, like a gremlin after midnight, which is not the right phrase, but I'm an idiot, so who cares? Even worse, the closer you take this gremlin to Chicago, the eviler it becomes. So yes, that's right. If you have a Glock 17 in Indiana, it's a very safe, it's safe and it's playful and it you just love it and you just hold it and pet it and all this. As soon as you cross into Illinois, it becomes, you know, the Nazgul. And it's going to just destroy and kill everybody. Of course, when this was tweeted out, she immediately got wrecked by that first tweet that said, hey, you can't buy a handgun legally in Indiana and drive it back to Illinois. Great. Let's use this example because everybody makes fun of it, but I think it's a great company. Some of you guys agree with me. Some of you don't. And I think that's great. We can disagree. Palmetto State Armory. Right, everybody jokes about Palmetto State Armory, but I, for one, think the Columbia, South Carolina company is doing a service for all Americans by giving people access to firearms at a reasonable price. Even now, as AR-15s are going through the roof, there, and this, I wish Palmetto State would sponsor me. I don't, because Daedalus Tactical, DaedalusTactical.com, baby, go there. But I'm just using. Everybody knows Palmetto State Armory. You can't buy a gun at Palmetto State Armory and have it shipped to my house. I wish it was that easy. I have to find an FFL to have it shipped to, and then I got to go through a background check. There is no way, and of course, and the problem is, you and I know this. You and I know this. Yeah, big shout out to Palmetto State Armory. Great company. Because they're still allowing, like, a lot of people they're doing the same thing they did in 2012. They're jacking the price of guns through the roof. Palmetto State Armory is still not doing it, so I got to give them credit. Also, DaedalusTactical.com. Daedalus Tactical is better because they'll make you your own personal one. But if you're, you know, however it goes. But this idea, they're not, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not speaking to you or me. She's speaking to the white suburban mom who is being scared out of her mind by this sudden rush of gun news. By this sudden rush of information that is being fed to them. That there's a pipeline from Chicago. Oh, they're getting their, you can buy a gun anywhere and just drive across it. No, you can't. You cannot do that. I'm sure there, somebody's saying you should see the lines out, PSA. There's a thing on their website. They're like, hey man, you can order something from us, but it's going to take some time, which is good. I'm super excited for them because they should, because they actually make good guns at real prices. You go to Cabela's or Academy right now, and they just jack up prices through the roof. It's completely unfair. But it's because of idiots like AOC. And the fallacy of Indiana, and yes, I get it. Indianapolis has crime in it. It's a major city. I get that. But they don't want to concentrate on that because Chicago is the one that has stricter laws than I believe. I don't know anything about Indianapolis, so if you want to check me in the chat room, go ahead. But I think the gun control laws are tougher in Chicago than in Indianapolis. But that's their line when you say, "What about Chicago?" They're like, "Oh, well, they get the guns from Indiana." That's impossible. The only way they get these weapons is if they illegally steal them. So once again, laws are broken, just like in Uvalde. Laws were broken before these murders occur. Laws are broken. If you enforce the laws on the books,